Well, Bob, thank you so much for joining us. And, you know, I just have to say, once again, as you can see, I've got hundreds of these little taggies all over another phenomenal book of yours, Adversaries into Allies. And you know what? This set of videos is going to be spectacular for, I mean, we'll never get to all the questions. I completely understand that, but I've kind of tried to narrow them down as best I could here. You know, you discuss and share such an incredible amount of information about really what you call ultimate influence. So in order to kick this set of series of videos off, what is ultimate influence, Bob?
Sure. And I appreciate your kind words and just seeing all those, the yellow stickies in the book. That's a great compliment to an author. I read books that way, and the ones that I enjoy and learn from, it's the same in mine. I have them highlighted and underlined and have those little yellow sticky notes. So thank you. That's a great thing to see. That means a lot to me.
My pleasure.
You know, Dan, influence itself, I believe, can be defined as simply the ability to move a person or persons to a desired action, usually within the context of a specific goal. We could, on a bit deeper level, we could say it's an unseen flow of power. And both definitions work, but I don't think it really captures the essence of influence. Influence is really pull. It's gentle pull. It's a pull being the opposite of push. I mean, you don't hear people say, wow, that Dan, he is so influential. He has a lot of push with people. It's he has a lot of pull, because that's really what it is. It's pull. It's an attraction. Great influencers attract people to themselves and to their ideas. And they do this through pull, not through push. Now, I define ultimate influence as simply the ability to get the results you want from others while helping them feel genuinely good about themselves, about the situation, and about you. And the people who can do this really have an advantage when it comes to obtaining success, because they have that ability to bring success for everyone involved in the transaction or in the relationship. And I think that's really key. That's why I call it ultimate influence. It really is benefiting everyone.